Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form a better life through complete connection to yourself, others, and every aspect of your world. Today, we're going to be talking about reading other people's ideologies and updating your own. We're not saying that you should be convinced by other people's ideologies, but this is a really tough homework assignment for you. So this connects us with stage five. In stage five, we are defined by our ideologies, and there is a lot of this going on in the world right now. So I really want to talk about it, and this is going to be really challenging for you if this is where you spend most of your time right now in stage five or stage six, actually. So I dare you. Now, before we get started, a shout out to our listeners in Paris, France. Thank you for this connection. It is so nice to have you on board. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, you can click the link in the show notes and go over to the community page, which is where that will take you, and let me know how I can help and what you're thinking. And of course, if you haven't checked out the new book and album, there's a link in the show notes for that as well. The book and the album goes with it. They go together. Really encapsulates this entire concept of the 11 stages and exactly how to work your way through it. And it does so in a very unusual book that's part art book, part poetry book, part super practical how-to book. It's extraordinarily unusual. I'm so thrilled with it. So go over there and check that out right now. Okay, so let's talk about reading about other people's ideologies and updating your own. So this is something that it really has to do with connecting to yourself. And you might say, but wait, I'm connecting to other people's ideologies. Isn't this about connecting to them? Nope. This is about connecting to yourself. So let me explain. Stage five can be a very challenging stage. You're defined entirely by your ideology. And to complete it as effectively and completely as possible and move on to stage six as quickly as possible, which is stage six is so much more peaceful, you'll have to get comfortable with other people's ideologies as well as your own. You have to get comfortable with both. Now, I'm not saying that you have to agree with them. You don't have to agree with them. But you do need to be able to see why they might think that way. So the goal is to get to the point where you can have your ideology, but not feel offended when you hear a different one. Not get all riled up and angry and offended. Because that's no way to live your life. Is that what you want to feel all day long? Not me. But it's going to take practice, because as long as your ideology is the basis for your definition of who you are, anytime you hear something against it, you're going to feel angry and threatened and offended and upset. And in this day and age, you're going to hear something opposite to your ideology every single day. So you need to get to the point where you are comfortable in your ideology, confident enough in your ideology that you can understand why it is that other people might think differently, and that doesn't bother you. You don't feel angry or offended. So it's going to take some practice. So here's what we do. Read about other ideologies. Read about other political ideologies, social, religious, and read it all from an anthropological viewpoint. The point of this reading is not to change your mind. The point is to become aware of the details of other ideologies, to educate yourself about what other people believe. Just read it to say, isn't this interesting? Here's what this group believes. Fascinating. And so that's step one. To make yourself aware of the actual true details of what other people believe. Not the rumors you hear in the news. Not what somebody said. But the actual truth. And just say, isn't that fascinating? This group believes that. Now, during your reading, as you read, and I really mean it. So let me give you some examples. So this is the depth of the challenge. If you are a conservative in the United States, a political conservative, I'm telling you, I want you to go read the platforms of the Democratic Party and the Green Party and any other obscure little party out there that you want to. Go read it. Go right to the websites of some of your most hated candidates and read them. And if you are on the left in the United States, if you are a liberal in the United States, I want you to go to Donald Trump's website. Oh, heck, go to the White House website. Same, and read it. Read his thoughts. Go to some other conservative candidates, some conservative senators or congresspersons, and read their platforms on their websites. And it's really, really funny. If you're living in stage five right now, you will recoil at the mere thought of walking into enemy territory like that. And this is how you're connecting to yourself. Look at what you're feeling at the mere thought of just educating yourself on what someone else believes. Yeah, did you feel that reaction in your stomach when I suggested that you go check out their websites? That's you, stage five. That is you, and you need this really, really bad. So during your reading, and even during your daily life, you're sure to feel offended sometimes when your ideology is attacked or when you're reading something that's counter to your beliefs. But when you feel offended, step back from that feeling and recognize that you, as a human in this stage, are prone to feel offended when you encounter something that goes against your ideology, because your ideology at this point is you. And your mind sees it as an attack on your very self. And that's why you have such a virulent reaction to it. That's why you get so caught up in it. Give yourself some compassion for that and go, hey, wow, yeah, okay. I'm just a person in stage five and my ideology is defining me right now. Okay. And be like, you know what, that's okay. Sometimes I'm going to feel offended. Sometimes I'm going to feel angry. Okay, but we're going to work on that. Accept that it's natural for you to feel some offense. Detach from that feeling. And just remind yourself that this too is human. There it is, feeling offended again. This too is human. And that'll help it pass. And eventually you'll not feel offended anymore. It's a really liberating state to be in. Imagine if you could hear the news and not feel offended or angry or worked up. Imagine if you could get to that point. Life would be so much nicer. So in your daily life and in your online life, you're likely to be tempted to lash out at those who think differently from you. But I want you to resist the urge to attack or be rude to others who think differently than you. You're going to be really compelled to do this, especially if you're in stage five. And it might feel justified right now, but it's going to be yet one more thing that you're going to have to forgive yourself for in later stages. You are not going to change their minds, period. All you will do is make yourself look like a jerk and set a really bad stereotype for your own ideology. A good rule is, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Probably heard that from your mom, and she was right. So while it's important to spend a little time defining yourself by your ideology, the essence of stage five, it's best to try and shorten your time in this stage. There are so many negative emotions here, and stage six, which is just one step away, is so much more peaceful and joyous. Let's just get there quickly. So consider that you have an ideology, but you are so much more. You have a lot more to offer this world than just your belief set. Just as you have needs, but you are more than your needs. You have an ideology, and psychologically you must have an ideology just to get through the day, but you're so much more. Your needs are part of being human, and your ideology helps you make better choices, but you are more than just these things. You have contributions to make to humanity. You have a purpose. And now that you have a little distance and perspective on your ideology, and then an awareness of other ideologies after you read them, don't forget to go read them. I want you to return to your principles. Now, in previous podcasts, we've talked about cataloging your ideology in terms of principles. And principles are the root of many of your beliefs. And if you can kind of take your ideology from a set of beliefs up to a set of principles, life gets a little bit easier. So once you've read a bunch of other people's ideologies, remember, go read other religious texts. Go read the political platforms of other parties. Get out there and read it all. Take it in and just say, isn't that interesting? And then I want you to go back to your list of your principles, your ideology, and based on these new experiences, do any of your principles need to be updated? What? Of course not. Well, I don't know. Well, while you're out there reading, maybe you think that you find that there's a good idea out there somewhere. Just one, a tiny little kernel of a good idea in one of those other things. You go, you know what? They've got a good point there. Maybe you want to take it for yourself. So how will you update your principles? I mean, maybe not at all, but maybe a little bit. And how will your new principles alter your ideology on specific issues of religion or politics or social or moral issues? And how you might interact with others and yourself and the world? Your ideology, as much as you may cling to it today, is constantly evolving. It probably isn't what it was 20 or 30 years ago. And it isn't what it will be 20 or 30 years from now. So the answer might be that no updates are needed right now. That's okay. Or the answer might be that major updates are needed. That's okay too. Keep these questions at hand and return to your principles regularly to evolve them as your experiences change your perspectives, because they will. Keeping them up to date will help you maintain this mechanism for better decisions in your life. Your ideology is important. We're not going to dismiss it, but we are going to solidify it, connect with it deeply, and keep it up to date at the level of principles, not just beliefs. Keeping in mind that it'll evolve over time. And that's another reason we don't want to get too identified with any one ideology, because it just changes. You change over the course of your life. And I'm not saying that there's one standard. There's not a single ideology that everyone arrives at. There is no standard of moving from left to right or right to left. We just evolve. Our needs evolve, our ideologies evolve. and not always in the direction that you think everybody else is moving. This too is human. The key is to consciously evolve your ideology as life evolves you. And that's what this exercise is all about. So when new ideologies pop up in the world, check them out. Just from a point of interest. Say, is there something here that I like? No? No, maybe I don't like any of it. Okay, cool. Or maybe there's a little bit of something that you like that you want to take for yourself. And this is why this exercise is connecting us to ourselves. It's about how you feel, the feelings. And we've talked about recognizing feelings and energies in your body. When you're looking at these other ideologies, when you're reading them, what are you feeling? If what you're feeling is fear, anger, offense, you are in stage 5. Now, sometimes reading other ideologies can pull you into stage 5. Like, you weren't in stage 5 15 minutes ago, but now you are. Okay, this is natural. This too is human. Step back and recognize, going, oh, I'm feeling some fear. I'm feeling some offense. I'm getting physically, like, worked up. Got it. Yeah, there's that. I am definitely in stage 5 right now. Okay. Cool. Not a problem. I know how to handle this. I'm just going to finish reading this. I'm going to look back at my list of principles and make any updates that I want. And I'm going to feel secure in my ideology. And then most importantly, I'm going to remind myself of what else I have to offer this world besides my ideology. I'm going to sit back and remind myself of my purpose and why I'm here. I have needs. I have an ideology. I have purpose. I am a complicated human being. And I am more than my belief set. And it helps to kind of think about why other people might think the way they do. But for now, I just want you to think about why you think the way you do, right? And that's our usual pattern. Let's figure it out inside ourselves before we start to look outside ourselves. So this is step 1. All right, this is easy homework, but it's extraordinarily challenging to do. Well, I guess as Dave Ramsey would say, it's simple, it's not easy. Just go read some things. Oh, sure. Examine yourself as you do. Very challenging stuff. So let's stop there for today. If you have questions about this, and I'm sure you will, please send them. Use the link in the show notes to go over to the community page and send in your thoughts and ideas. Let me know how I can help. And there's also a link in the show notes, of course, to check out the book and the album, Purna Sati. So thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next time. And until then, I'm wishing you, Purna Sati, complete connection.